Ernie Faulkner, real seven.
Well, the Jets are on the retreat. Maybe just a balancing 20, 30 miles a day. The Jets are in full retreat. They've no stopping us. And made our life much easier.
And you've got repatriated or orders to be repatriated?
At that time, again, everybody had to have compulsory leave. And it was that time when I went on leave, I went to Bombay. And it's the first time I had a dose of malaria. So all the years out there, I always took the Mepiquin tablets. You had to take them every day, Mepiquin tablets. And it wasn't a cure, it just suppressed it. It suppressed it. And eventually I got repatriated. I had 3 years, 4 months, and arrived at Madras, and we got a boat, Stirling Castle, the boat was called. Instead of 8 weeks on the water when we went out abroad, it took us 3 weeks. What a difference. And we arrived at Liverpool, early hours in the morning, and the customs just let us through. They knew we'd come straight from the Far East. They did in search of kit bags, but at that time, I'd been in hospital at Dulali in India, and it's the first time I had malaria, you know, first attack of malaria I had. And one of my mates came to visit me, he said, "Oh, the battalion's going home." Well, so I hope I can make it. Anyhow, I had a chat with the matron in charge of the ward. I told her, I said, "All my mates are going back home," I said. "If I miss this, I might not see them again." And, "All right," she said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a box of Mepiquin, as long as you take one every day." I said, "I will do that." So she let me out of the hospital. The first thing I did, I had two kit bags. One was a blue kit bag, you all knew this, and the other one was a white kit bag. I ran straight down the bazaar at Dulali, the market. I bought all 2 pound packets of tea. Half of my kit bags are full of packets of tea. Never forget it. And as I say, we arrived at Liverpool early hours in the morning. They just let us go through. Otherwise, there's certainly kit bags. No, don't know what anybody had in their kit bag. I know I had half of my kit bag was full of 2 pound packets of Ceylon tea. And we heard about the shortage of rations in England, you know. And it's one of the best things I did, honest. So I was giving me relatives 2 pound tea. I couldn't believe it. It was all black market in England in those, you know. You come home, best cup of tea I had ever had, it was. And my kit bag was half full of tea, you know. Everybody did something or other, bought something out there. And that's how it was.
So what happened when you got off the boat?
We arrived at Liverpool and we went on the train right down to Plymouth. You know, by rail. And funny enough, it's the 12 Devons. The old battalion again. So I joined up with the 12 Swede Bashers. Unbelievable. You left them in the 12th and you come home and you join the 12th again. Of course, I eventually got demobbed. Everybody there 3 years and 4 months got demobbed. We came home and so I arrived at Liverpool. And
what happened when you were demobbed?
Well, I had so much leave, 90 days I had leave, you know, through not having no leave. I had about 90 days when I got demobbed. We had to go from Plymouth to Taunton to get all our new, you know, demobbed suits and everything. We got kitted out there every. So I didn't know how to do a tie, I'll tell you. I had to do my tie. I say, strange, I never wore a tie for all them years, you know. And suddenly I had to put a tie. I thought I couldn't make out. It's so strange, you know, after so many years. And that's how it was. But when I first arrived home, I kept getting malaria. A change of season, like spring and autumn. I guarantee I finished up and I did. I'm still getting it in 7 years after the war, 1952. Was the worst bout of malaria I ever had. And I finished up in the University College Hospital. And I remember the the doctor, Sir somebody Fielding, his name was. He said, "How do you know you've got malaria?" I said, "Look," I said, "I went by the old soldiers who served in India 20 years, you know. They told us." They said, "Once you've got malaria, it's in your system." And the doctor just laughed, you know. He said, "I said, I learned it from the old soldiers, you know, being a wartime soldier." And he just laughed, doctor, he said. That was my worst bout of malaria I ever had. That was 7 years after the war. And I used to get it continuous every year. Change of season, like spring and autumn. And I don't get it so much now, funny enough, as I did in those. And that was my worst bout of malaria I had. It was in 1952.
Did you have any other effects of... Any other medical effects?
We had injections for cholera. We had a jab of cholera every 3 months. You know, because just took it. Well, you had to have it, because otherwise, you know, conditions are so bad. You boil all your water up. Some days in Burma, in the hot season, the hot climate, especially when you're advancing onto Mandalay and Mike Tiller, the climate was so dry. And it makes you wonder.
So, Ernie, what was your attitude to having served with the Devons during the Second World War in Burma?
Well, me number come up. Group number 26, when I got demobbed, I come under group number 26, and I got demobbed. And it took me a time to get used to going back to Sydney Street after 6 years in the army during the war, wartime soldier. I went from October 39 to May 1946. You know, it's up 6 years or more. It took me some time to get used to going back into Sydney Street, you know. You've got your demob suit, and then I went back to my old firm in the city for an exchange brokers. First thing I did, I went to see the governor. And funny enough, he says, "Did you know Major Street?" "Yes," I said, "he's in the Devons." That was the one with the bush and his staff, sitting on jet bunkers tossing grenades. I told him all this. He couldn't believe it. Funny how he knew this Major Street personally. I said, "He served with us, you know, in the Devons." And he transferred to the Worcestershire Regiment. He became the company commander of the Worcesters. On the Irrawaddy, River Mew, an estuary run into the Irrawaddy. We was up high on the cliffs, and the other side of the River Mew, the second div. We was like joining up with the British second div, and that's where Major Street got killed. to the other side of the River New. The Worcesters were fighting that night. We were watching them. Devons are up there on the cliffs for 20 days. On the other side of the River New was the Worcesters, British second group, you know.
So how did your boss know Major Street?
Pardon?
How did your boss know Major Street?
He must have known. He must have been a friend of his somewhere or other where they lived. Stanmore, you know, Harrow Way, in Harrow. That's where the governor came from. So whether he was a friend of Major Street, I don't know. But first thing he said, did you know Major Street? Yes, I said. He was in the Devons, you know. I told him about Nepperneil and he got transferred to the Worcestershire Regiment, became their company commander of the Worcestershire Regiment, and it just went on from there. It's unbelievable, really.
So were you proud to serve with the Devonshires?
I was glad. They're a great regiment. You know, I'd never been to Devon in all my life prior to getting called up in the army. And I found them, well, a good regiment, you know, and we stuck together. And although we had an association of combat, I never joined it, say, till over 30 years later. When I went up to Victoria Coast Station to book a holiday with the missus and the children, I basically, these groupers said, yeah, I know you, a gang of them, a crowd of them. What are you doing here in Devon? All Devon blokes, you know, three bashes. I said, you've got to join the association. What association? Burma. He said, we're up here for the reunion. Well, I didn't take no notice in them days, you know. That's how I come involved in joining the regimental association, the Burma Star. That's how it all come about. From then, I kept meeting friends, you know, having reunions. I never missed a reunion after that. Once I did join, I used to go down Exeter every year. The Devon, you know, old comrades, 12 Devons reunions. I never missed it. I went to every one in Devon, and I was proud of it. A good regiment. Had I not joined, gone abroad, staying with a bush at, I'd have been wearing a red beret, because the 12 Devons became airborne. The month after I left England in 42, the 12 Devons became airborne. I often think of that, I thought, instead of wearing a bush hat, I could have been wearing a red beret, the 12 Devons. You know, they fought in the 6th airborne div in Europe.
Well, thank you, Ernie, that's great.
That's all I can tell you.